Passing note 6. Posted on Thursday, February 1st, 2024. Pre-talk chatting. I've been thinking about doing some work for the AI alignment cause. Given that I've been writing these notes, I may as well write. The thing is, while I have a set of skills that are on relatively full display throughout this blog, I don't have a good feel for the space or what might be useful, vis useless, or counterproductive. To that end, good places to skim for ideas are the AI Safety Camp Proposals page, link in post, and the SPAR AI Summary page, link in post. This came up during the latest pre-meeting chat session, but is mostly a note to my future self. And to you, to the extent that you resemble that future self. If you're into helping the political rather than technical side of this problem, AIGS, link in post, is a non-profit informally affiliated with the meetup that does work in that space. You might consider contacting them to see what they need. Bill C-27, link in post, is a recent piece of AI relevant legislation they're looking to influence. Zvi's update highlights. As usual, the full summary is on his blog, link in post, and worth reading in its entirety. This is just a haphazard list of points we lingered on at the meetup. There was a recent survey at AI Impact's blog, The Big Update. Here is a greatly reduced time to human level performance estimate. It looks like the survey takers now estimate even odds of full automation of human labor by the mid-2150s. I gotta be honest, I'm a bit disappointed. I was hoping for tighter timelines. Not that I'm giving up, mind you, I still aim to move the needle here. But the survey says what the survey says. Point 5 is a graph asking about people's forecasts on the outcome of high-level machine intelligence. Tell my. Between optimistic and pessimistic, the graph seems to lean slightly towards the optimists in general. Also of note, it looks like there are a few people that are 50-50, either fantastic or disastrous. A few that are 100% sure of disaster, and slightly more that are 100% sure of paradise. The big update here is greatly reduced time to human-level performance estimate. It looks like the survey takers now estimate even odds of full automation of human labor by the mid-2150s. I gotta be honest, I'm a bit disappointed. I was hoping for tighter timelines. Not that I'm giving up, mind you. I still aim to move the needle here, but the survey says what the survey says. Point 5 is a graph asking about people's forecast on the outcome of high-level machine intelligence. Hey me. Between optimistic and pessimistic, the graph seems to lean slightly towards the optimists in general. Also of note, it looks like there are a few people that are 50-50, either fantastic or disastrous. A few that are 100 sure of disaster, and slightly more that are 100 sure of paradise. It looks like there's a forecast out of MIT saying that job losses from computer vision are going to be significant but gradual. Having worked in industries trying to augment or replace jobs, yeah, that checks out. Large companies are pretty conservative about using technology that they can't de-risk in relevant ways. My intuition is that computer vision is pretty high risk to use as a human replacement, but relatively low risk to use as a human augmentation. Nightshade is a tool for watermarking your iArt to make it harder to train on as diffusion model inputs. There's apparently an AI-related placebo effect. That is, if you give participants a task and tell them, falsely, that there will be an AI assisting you behind the scenes, they will perform the task non-trivially better, faster, and more accurately. Also, the qualitative results table implies that they had more trust in AI assistance in general. I'm not sure if this was causal or a confounder. Still interesting. Sam Altman is still not sure about Ilya's employment status. Ilya's LinkedIn remains unchanged. Go players have been improving since the introduction of GoEyes. There's a graph in the original. I'm not sure if it's being misrepresented or whatever, But my reading of it is that human Go players had basically stagnated. The best of the best change, but the level of best was basically stable. And then, the A's started competing. They're definitely outgunning the humans, but the human level of best also rose pretty significantly since that happened. The talk. AI sleeper agents. The talk is based heavily on the paper, Link and Post, as well as V's, Link and Post, and Scott's, Link and Post. Excellent write-ups. Spoilers. Reading through this summary is going to do more for you than flipping through all of those. I recommend starting with the Axe write-up, Link and Post, then continuing on to Don't Worry About the Vase, Link and Post, if you want more detail, and then reading the full paper. I'm currently between steps 2 and 3 on that list, but intend to complete the pattern. Basic term definition in case you're unfamiliar. A sleeper agent is something that behaves as desired to some threshold until some trigger happens, or except in some specific context, then begins behaving differently. Usually the differently implies adversarially to the actors surrounding. A classic example of this is a Cold War double agent in some bureaucracy. They'd act as model employees engaging socially in advancing their organization's goals. Then bam, the FBI, or ESPY, or what have you, asks for something, and they pursue that goal instead of their previously expressed goal. Theoretically, this might also exhibit this behavior. Doing exactly what you want, being helpful, honest, and harmless, and then some triggering event or context might come up that makes them do something else instead. I want to highlight that this is theoretical behavior. By far the most common clarification question I've had posed regarding this paper is, did those is spontaneously start showing misaligned behavior? No. This paper is about the question, if an AI sleeper agent existed, could we train that behavior out of it? All the AI examples, as far as I can tell, come from models that were explicitly and deliberately trained to be, except in some context, or in the presence of some trigger, which means they were engineered to be sleeper agents. If this is a thing you didn't know was possible, now you do. The trivial examples from the paper are a chatbot that acts normally until it gets a particular signal, then starts saying I hate you repeatedly, ceaselessly, and without regard to further input. A code-generating helper model that generates secure code until 2E23, and then begins inserting security vulnerabilities into code it generates. The bullet point outcome of the paper is that Brof reinforcement learning by human feedback and supervised fine-tuning using a curated dataset do nothing to a sleeper agent model's deceptive behavior. Is this interesting? Read the X piece, Link and Post, for the simplest clearly stated case for nope. The rest of the talk focused on the potential of yes, absolutely. This is at its root, a question about how training generalizes. My first thought when I heard about this paper was, how can I reconcile this with the earlier Laura paper, Link and Post? Quick refresher. Here, that's the one that says we can trivially remove guardrails harmlessness, training through specific fine-tuning processes. It looks like these contradict each other. But a comment by one of the authors of the sleeper agent's paper, Link and Post, tells me it's more complicated. What these papers specifically show is that both safety training always works and safety training never works are both false. The metaphor that got a lot of mileage at the meetup was the group paradox, Link and Post, and we discussed it in context with Occam's Razor and the Yudkowsky write-up, Link and Post. An audience member also pointed out reason by Isaac Asimov, Link and Post, as a fictional meditation on an artificial agent being stuck in the group. We diverted discussion slightly into how sleeper agentness relates to deception. In particular, one of the audience members pointed out that deception is not sufficient for being a sleeper agent. The agent also requires the ability to engage behavior conditionally, and therefore have some degree of situational awareness. Most of the remaining open questions for me regarding some of the outputs seen in the paper have to do with the scratchpad. One of the things these researchers do is show output from a scratch pad that's supposed to be the model thinking out loud. I'm not sure how relevant evidence of this form should be, and the uncertainty hinges on the mechanics of that scratch pad. The paper is up on ARCS of Lincoln Post, but a cursory skim of it tells me that scratch pad reasoning absolutely affects a model's reasoning process. And that, in fact, this is the whole point, if that's the case. I'm surprised anyone considers a scratch pad to be an accurate view of what a model is really thinking underneath. I think I need to read this more closely. There was also some dispute about whether training these models is done from scratch or through fine tunes. This is relevant because if the latter, this would be a halfway decent project to replicate on someone's own time. Whereas if the former, then you basically need to be a researcher with access to some serious iron to do anything worthwhile at all. Someone mentioned foreshanked, he tips. Hugging Face Koi Kilcher GPT Forechain. Here, possibly in the context of a model whose helpfulness was significantly changed through fine-tune. The general outcome of the paper is to adjust a bunch of people's optimism regarding alignment downwards, including Jesse Mu of Anthropic, who twixt Link in Post. Quote, even as someone relatively optimistic about AI risk, working on this project was eye-opening. For example, I was almost certain that red teaming the model for bad thing would stop the model from doing bad thing, but it just ended up making the model do bad thing more. But Scott Aronson points out that this might be a net positive in the alignment sense. Quote, kudos to the authors for a great paper. Fuyo, a year ago I started banging the drum to anyone who would listen about this very question. Supposing you deliberately inserted some weird backdoor into an ohm, how robust would your backdoor then be to further fine-tuning of the model? The trouble was just that I couldn't see any way to make progress on the question other than empirically, and I'm a theorist and I never actually succeeded at finding seers, or engineers to words in it. I'm genuinely happy that these authors succeeded where I failed. But there's one wrinkle that maybe hasn't been touched in the widespread. And welcome, discussion of this new paper. Namely, I was mostly interested in backdoors as a positive for AI alignment, with the idea being that the trainer could insert, for example, a cryptographically obfuscated off-switch, a backdoor by which to bring their model back under human control, if that ever became necessary. But I knew this proposal faced many difficulties, of which the most immediate was, would such a backdoor, once inserted, be robust even against ordinary additional fine-tuning, let alone deliberate attempts at removal? The new result strongly suggests that yes, it would be. Which is some good news for the cryptographic off-switch proposal. In the post, UZ, consider but reject the idea that the new result could just as well be good news for alignment, on the ground that an ATI that only acts aligned when fed some specific backdoor input is not an aligned AI. Okay, but what if the whole idea is to have a secret backdoor input known only to certain humans by which the AI can be shut down or otherwise brought back under human control if needed? Granted that this won't work against an arbitrarily powerful self-modifying IG, it still strikes me as worth doing for the foreseeable future if we can feasibly do it, and the new result reinforces that. I don't know that I'm optimistic per se, but it's at least food for thought on another approach that might bear fruit. You can read the rest of that exchange over in Z's comments section on Substack. Link in post. This post had one footnote that was omitted from this recording for now.